All right, welcome back into the Grant Napier Show here on Sports Radio KHDK. Jason Ross in today and all week for Grant. But as we do each and every week, we visit with the head coach of the Raiders, and that is Hugh Jackson joining me here on the program right now. Coach, I'm Jason Ross. How are you?
Good, Jason. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you joining me today, and want to look back to last week, certainly look ahead to what the Raiders have in store. But let's start with the Patriots game. I know you probably wanted a little more from your team. It seemed like a game you guys left some points off the board there. Some opportunities really were out there for your team, weren't there, on Sunday?
Yes, they were, and we didn't finish it, didn't get it done, and something we got to continue to work at. We've been very good the first three games, and it raised up and bit us in the head this past week.
Yeah, and, you know, it hasn't been a consistent thing. You guys have been good at finishing drives. It showed up a little bit this week, and, you know, one of the just bizarre plays was Jason's interception to the end zone. It really looked weird being at the game, and I don't know, what did he tell you that he saw, or did the ball slip, or he tried to get rid of it? What happened there?
Well, at the end of the day, he just turned it over.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a slip. He just turned it over. Sometimes, you know, you make those mistakes. You wish you had those plays back. Very unfortunate, but that's what happened.
Yeah, another interesting part of the game that I don't know if you got a great explanation on this from the referees, but the play where they actually called a penalty against New England would have put you guys with the ball at around the two, and they picked it up so late, even after they placed the ball there. Did they give you a clear-cut explanation of what they saw?
Yeah, what they said is the guy's legs got tangled. And like I said, I mean, that game, as far as that's concerned, is kind of behind us now. To really go back through it is very frustrating. You hear that maybe it should have been called a pass interference, but it doesn't matter. I mean, those things obviously had a lot to do at that particular point in time with the game, but today we got to move forward and get ready for the Houston Texans.
Yeah, that's something you're definitely doing. I saw in your press conference yesterday, you basically said, we are going to win the AFC West. So you ultimately have the confidence in this team, and you've seen this team from the beginning now through 4 weeks. Why are you so high and think this group can do this?
Well, it's really interesting. What I said is what I've said since the day I've got this job. I mean, everybody takes it and want to make it a headline. I'm not going to back down on what my expectation is for this football team. We're nowhere close to not having an opportunity to do that. We're a 2-2 football team. We're a 500 ball club with a ton of games left. And what I said is that we have every opportunity to win the AFC West, and that I truly believe that we will, and that we're going to get in the playoffs and challenge for the Super Bowl. So that's been my mantra from the beginning. The expectations here aren't changing. I'm not going to change. It's what I believe in. That's what we're going to do.
I want to ask you about a couple of players on Facebook.com/Raiders. We have a weekly poll who the player of the week was, and everybody overwhelmingly voted for tight end Kevin Boss. He's just basically been sprinkled in, and what we've seen already looks really great. How much of a weapon will this guy be for you going forward?
Obviously, he did a good job this past week. Will continue to get better as he practices more and around the quarterback more and around his teammates more. But obviously, he's tall, he's long, he can catch the ball, he can make plays with the football. He just gives us another option in this arsenal that we have that we need to keep growing with.
And then another guy you kind of reintroduced to Raider Nation, Jacoby Ford, still kind of just working his way back. There was a beautiful reverse to him where it looked like there wasn't much going, and then he just squirts through there and makes a great run. I mean, so you're getting more of your weapons back. I think your coach, your offense is pretty dynamic already, but it could even be scarier for opponents how much talent I think you have on offense.
Well, thank you, and we got to continue just to keep working at it. Like I said, the guys are working extremely hard, but when you've been away for a while, we got to incorporate you back in. You got to get back used to playing, get back used to snap counts and watching, making sure you are consistent with the rest of the players, be it, you know, whether it's run plays or pass plays, and we wanted to ease Jacoby in slowly, but I think he's pretty much up to speed here now, so we need to cut this young man loose.
Yeah, and another guy that will even help your offense more, I know was banged up last week, Marcel Reese. I think he's an important part of what you guys do, whether he stays in the block or you use him as a receiver, a runner. How much not having him, how much of an impact did that hurt you guys last week?
I mean, it was tough. I mean, anytime, you know, we took a young man who we brought in here as a tight end and made him a fullback for a week, and he had to learn a lot of different assignments and how to do things in a very short period of time, and he performed, you know, admirably, did a good job. But having Marcel, if we can get him back this week, obviously would just give us another one of our weapons and fuse a little bit more experience back into our offense, because he's played, he knows how to play and know how to play off the other guys on our football team.
Hugh Jackson, Raiders head coach, joining us. Raiders at 2-2, getting ready for Houston. How's the health of your secondary? It's been banged up a little bit to start the season. I know it's still early in the week, but how are you guys improving, at least in the health department, in the secondary?
I probably won't have a clear picture of that till tomorrow, to right around we get ready to practice. Some guys still are, you know, on the fence there a little bit. We just got to kind of see where they are tomorrow and go through the week and see what they can do.
As far as you now, I mean, it's this thing goes fast. The season really rolls along. We've already played 4 weeks, but being a head coach, you've been a coach a long time in the NFL, but, you know, how are you enjoying this part of the journey, being the guy that's the leader of this team?
I've truly enjoyed it, and obviously, as I said, I'm a little disappointed being 2-2. Wish you know, the record was different, but that's what it is. What we've earned, you know, you kind of get what you earn what you get. So now it's time to go out and see if we can take this thing to another level and see if we can start the third quarter of the season better, because the preseason was the first quarter, mm-hmm. The second quarter was the first four games, and now we're heading into the third quarter.
And we're talking with the head coach, Hugh Jackson. You can do that as well. If you want to tweet a question to the coach, the Twitter is @Raiders. And our fan that gets the question this week is EstevanC530. And the question for you, coach, is what's the mood going into Sunday's game in Houston? So you guys have been playing well, a little setback this last week, but what's the overall mood now getting ready for the Texans?
Oh, we'll be ready to go. I mean, again, it's another opportunity to find out about ourselves after losing a game. We need to bounce back. We're playing against a really, really good football team that's playing some really good football. We're playing in their stadium, which means we have to travel. We got to get ready to travel, pack a really good team, and go to Houston and get ready to play.
They don't have Andre Johnson, but they do have Arian Foster. He came back last week. Playing him and playing them last year, does that help at all going into this week's preparation?
It helps, because we know who he is and who they are and how they go about doing things offensively. Obviously, they've changed defensively now that Wade Phillips is there. But we have an idea of who they are and what they are, and we're looking forward to playing.
Yeah, and a lot has been made of Wade Phillips. Usually his first year at a new team, he's done well. They've had some success from a defense that was not as successful a year ago. What improvements do you see from them on the defensive side?
I think they're doing a great job of playing hard and getting to the football. Look like they've really done a great job with Mario Williams, moving him around in different spots. I think their draft picks, the Wyatt kid is playing really good. Antoine Smith is playing really good. I mean, they have really good players, and those guys are really coming together, and they're forming a really good defensive football team.
We have another fan that texted in on the text line that wanted to know from you, Coach, on the status of Lewis Murphy. Is he going to be coming back soon?
Yeah, there's a chance. I think Lewis will practice tomorrow. We'll see exactly, tomorrow, and see exactly where he is and get a feel for what he's able to do.
Yeah, well, I know for you, hearing Grant talk to you last week, you were so thrilled after the home opener, the sellout. You guys had such a great fan response to see the place sold out again. It's got to please you that there are a lot of people. I know you believe in your team, but it seems a lot of Raider Nation is starting to jump aboard and believe in you guys too.
Well, I hope so, because they are a huge reason why we have that opportunity to believe in ourselves, because they're there yelling and screaming and supporting us, and we got to continue to give back to them what they're giving us. They're giving us a full stadium. We need to give them some victories here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say they were at fault. It was so loud, and then Seymour had that penalty. I'm sure he didn't hear the whistle, but that place was loud at that point of the game when you could tell Brady really couldn't get the signals off, and that place was really loud.
Yes, it was. It was rocking, and we hope it's like that for every home game.
Yeah, you guys have an opportunity with 3 home games after Houston. Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. Best of luck this week against the Texans, and then we look forward to seeing you back in front of the Raider Nation here in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. There he is, Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Raiders. And, yeah, he said basically, I said we'd win the division when I got here. I said we'd win the division in the preseason, even after an 0-4 start. I said we'd win the division now. So he's not backing off his stance. The coach believes in his team, and you got to at least appreciate that. And that's what I said at the top of the show today, and even visiting with Ted Robinson of the 49ers earlier, their play-by-play voice. The one thing about the Bay Area coaches right now, they are filled with confidence, and they are both guys right now that think that their teams will do some damage. I think the Niners have been a pleasant surprise at 3-1. I think the Raiders have done some really good things at 2-2, but they wish their record was a little bit better. But I don't think they should hang their hat and be down on the hang their heads and be down on the 2-2 start. I certainly think the Raiders have an opportunity. They're just within one game of the Chargers. They still have the 2 meetings with San Diego, and I think this will be a really tough game for the Raiders this weekend in Houston. But after that, with three home games around a bye week as well, I think it's Cleveland, Denver, Kansas City all coming in, a chance for the Raiders to really improve upon their record, get to the midpoint of the season, get some guys healthy, and see where they go from there. A couple other things coming in on the text line at 44-1140. You can also call us at 1-800-920-1140. Hey, Jason, that's why the NFL did such a great job keeping talks behind closed doors. This, of course, referring to what went wrong with the NBA. And because when money starts being discussed publicly, it makes us average fans lose perspective and gives us the perception that they're all overpaid whiners, makes it feel like it's not about the fans at all. And I completely understand that text. I mean, as a fan, when you go out there supporting your team, giving it, you know, everything you have, you're buying merchandise, you're going to the games, you're watching them on TV, you're following them on the radio, you're following the websites, the blogs, the Twitter accounts, and you really get into these guys. And I can't say it's all them that makes it feel like they're, you know, they're going against you as fans. But, you know, the owners are a part of this, too. And it's tough. It's tough for us fans to understand this. We just want to watch. We just want to see you play. We just want to be entertained. We want to go through all the emotions that we do as a fan. We want to experience the hurt, even though that stinks, when your team has painful, just gut-wrenching losses. But we certainly want to enjoy the triumphs and the great moments that you really, really enjoy about being a fan. So 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We've got more to come here on the Grant Napier Show. Jason Ross in for Grant in the 6 o'clock hour. More football discussion with Brian Baldinger. Joe Davidson will join us as well. Talk about just that nasty scene last week, between Kennedy and McClatchy, the suspensions that have been handed down. We'll get Joe's perspective on that and much more as we continue here on Sports Radio KHTK.